光是讲了诗篇42篇，那没有讲43篇，那就等于故事没有下集一样。
If we only talk about Psalm 42 and without continue on Psalm 43 and we only finish the first portion of the story.
所以今天我们要继续把这个诗篇43篇，我们一起来思考这个诗篇四十三篇的信息。
So we want to continue on studying Psalm 43.
这忧闷烦躁，我相信不是我们每一个人所喜爱的。
Melancholy, depression is not really what we like and desire.
可是多多少少却是我们不可以避免的。
But this is definitely an inevitable situation.
在上个礼拜我们讲到，为了神的国和荣耀。
On the last week, I shared with you that as the reason, because for the glory of the God's kingdom.
那我们不愿意让这个闷闷不乐、这种意气消沉这样一种情绪呢，成为基督徒的一个标志。
That we cannot let the Christian have a spirit of depression and have a kind of impression for people that we always under melancholy.
那面对处理，我们需要去面对处理这个存在生活里面的问题。
We always need to face the situation that we have in our life, the real situation.
然后我们上礼拜问到，信主的人为什么要忧闷，为什么会烦躁？
We asked a question, why would the believer be under depression?
在诗篇42篇当中，我们看到至少两个原因。
In Psalm 42, we share there's two main reasons for that.
一个是人跟神的关系疏离的时候，那我们发现现在不如从前。
That we find out when your relationship with the Lord has been some problem, and your current situation will not be the same as before.
这样会让我们感到忧闷，会烦躁。
Then you will have a spiritual depression.
另外一个是我们跟人的关系发生冲突的时候。
The other reason that you will have some interpersonal relationship problem.
那或者是有仇敌的欺压。
It could be persecution from the enemies.
或者是我们经常听到那些负面消极的那话不断在我们里
Maybe you have some of those negative comments about your behaviors and your deeds.
那这会让我们忧闷烦躁。
Then you will have depression.
那除了这些之外呢？
Besides this,
那这个曾经是医生也是牧师这个钟马田。
The
他提出了这个灵命低潮的一个原因。
Dr. Lloyd Jones also mentioned several reasons that cause the spiritual depression.
然后第一个呢，是我们有关于气质的方面的问题。
The first cause is a personal temperament.
当然必须强调，就是说这个气质本身呢，跟我们的得救没有关系。
That we have to emphasize one thing is temperament has nothing to do with our salvation.
所以我们不要以为，我们灵性低潮，我们在面对这个问题的时候，我们不可以以为，既然是同样是基督徒，我们就各方面都是一样的。
That when we under this type of spiritual depression, that we cannot regard that everybody is all on the same status.
我们常常想要用同样一套公式来涵盖所有这个基督徒的问题。
We always trying to use a formula to resolve all the situation and problems we have in the Christian life.
然后其实呢，很明显，我们人至少有两种不同的类型。
That in general, there are two type of person.
一种所谓是内向，一种所谓外向。
One of them is the so-called introvert. The other one is extrovert.
你看我跟我姐姐就知道。
If you look at myself and my sister, you find out which one is which.
那通常内向的人比较容易灵性低潮啊。
That most often the people that are introvert tend to have a higher likelihood to have spiritual depression.
可是，若是一个内向的人对某一件事情你总是放不下。
Then a lot of personal introvert usually cannot have a comfort in a lot of situations.
我们常常钻在里头，那常常反省过头。
A lot of time they will examine themselves deep in their heart and they cannot recover from all the negative thought they have.
那这样就会变成一种的病态。
And that will become a illness.
那若是我们生性内向的时候。
If you are a person of introvert,
我这个人就必须要小心，避免这种过分的自省， 变成病态。
Then you have to avoid yourself, not to examine yourself too much.
但是我们就是，若是个性就是外向的。
But if you are a person of extrovert,
然后我们也要自知之明，我们要常常提醒自己。
Then you have to actually be on guard yourself frequently.
那所以我们不会掉进去那种急躁肤浅的试探里面。
So you'll not be trapped in a temptation that peculiar to your own temperament.
有些人天生的这个气质呢，就是比较容易患这个灵性低潮。
A lot of people actually, because of their original makeup, they have a higher tendency of having a spiritual depression.
但这样的人并不比另外一类的人差。
This is not saying that this person is less spiritual than the other person.
所以我们也不要自暴自弃。
So we should try every effort to make better in all situations.
在圣经里头有很多记载，这个圣徒有很多都是这样的类似这样的气质。We study characters
in the Bible. There's a lot of character like that.
好像什么先知耶利米。
Like Jeremiah.
有人称他是流泪先知。
People saying this is the prophet that shed tears very often.
若是我们属这一类的性质，我们就勇敢去面对这些的挑战考验。
If we have a situation like that, then we have to be courageously facing those situations on our own.
另外还有一种造成我们灵性低潮的情况是我们的健康。
And second cause, the cause of spiritual depression is our own health condition.
健康的问题也会直接影响到我们灵性。
As you mostly know, the health condition will affect our spiritual status as well.
很多人都知道一个著名的这个传道人施布真。
Now we know that it's a famous evangelist, his name's Charlie Hutton Spurgeon.
那他在伦敦传道40年。
He was evangelizing in London for 40 years.
他是神很重用的一个仆人。
He's a trusted servant of our Lord.
可是很少人知道这个传道人呢，他 从祖父那祖先那里呢遗传一种痛风症。
But he has a gout from the forebear.
所以他这个有在他有生之年呢，他朝夕都是受到这样的折磨。
So always suffer through this severe gouty condition.
然后常常是在一种低潮状态，灵性低潮状态。
Because that situation, often he was trapped in a spiritual depression.
然后最后也是这样，在这个病里头死掉的。
Because of severe gouty condition, he has eventually died because of that.
所以这个会直接影响到我们的灵性。
So our own health condition will definitely affect our spiritual status.
时间的关系，我们就不再多说。另外还有一种叫反作用力。
And the third cause is the reactions.
也就是说，当我们接受到一种很大的恩典。
A lot of time we receive a great blessing from our Lord.
或是我们经历到一次不寻常的经验，
or it's a very, very peculiar spiritual experience that you have.
那接着呢，你会发现一种反作用力。
And then you'll find out there's a kind of like counter reaction.
那么从那个灵性的高潮，咻一下跌到低潮。
All of a sudden you were on a spiritual climb, and all of a sudden you went to a spiritual valley downs.
中文也是这么讲，这物极怎么必反。
And we're always saying that if you sometimes you go into one extreme, you go into the next extreme very quickly.
我们看到这个先知以利亚就是这样的一个经历。
The prophet Elijah also had this same experience.
叫我们事先知道有这个反作用力的这种情况。
And we know that sometimes there's a reaction after a great blessing.
然后我们自己稍微去防范它，那这个事情其实是可以避免的。
Then if we stay on guard for those, and we can prevent this from affecting our spiritual life.
那还有一种就是魔鬼的伎俩。
The fourth reason is the devil.
因为魔鬼呢，它可以制造很多不同的花招。
Because the devil can create a lot of situation for us to keep us away from our Lord.
让我们落入这样灵性低潮里面。
So will put us into a spiritual depression.
所以我们也是要随时提高警觉。
So we need to be on guard for the devil's tricks.
不要让他的诡计得逞。
Don't let his tricks to win over our spirit.
因为他是希望我们落在这样一种光景底下。
a lot of times devil want us to put up into a spiritual depression, so we stay away from the Lord.
所以他就可以拿我们这样的一种样子去跟人家讲，你看，基督徒就这个样子，你要吗？你要像他吗？
Then it will tell the people, this is what a Christian like. Do you like this type of Christian?
最后一种就是不信的信心。The last
cause is unbelief.
然后追根究底呢，我们灵性低潮是出于不信。
The main cause for the spiritual depression is unbelief.
然后若不是因为不信的话，魔鬼虽然再怎么样厉害，那他们也对我们无可奈何。For
if not were for the unbelief, even the devil cannot do the least damage to our faith.
而可惜呢，因为我们不听神的话，我们反而喜欢听魔鬼的话。Because
we don't want to listen to the words from our Lord, we want to listen to the words from the devil.
所以这魔鬼的这个诡计才能够一次又一次的得逞。So
the trick from the devil always will always win.
所以我们在读到诗篇四十三篇的地方，我们读到这诗人他一再提到一件事情，应当仰望神。So
on Psalm 42 and 43, the psalmist always want us to look up to the Lord.
我们需要仰望神，从这里扭转我们这样灵性低潮的这个光景。We
always need to look up to the Lord so we can get out from the spiritual depression.
当我们知道这些灵性低潮的之后的原因之后呢，我们不是只有知道这些原因，我们更是要去解决这个问题。After
we knowing the reason for spiritual depression, we need to know find out the solution.
一个根本的原因，根本的这个条件就是我们不要容许自己陷在这样的一个低潮里。Then
the main resolution is prevent yourself from getting trapped in spiritual depression.
我们讲到这个问题的时候，我们就要问一个问题，这个忧郁症呢，那到底有没有药可以治疗？
That we're gonna think about one question. Does depression have a medicine to cure?
那有没有什么方法可以治疗？那有没有效呢？
Is there a medicine to cure depression?
有吗？
Is there a cure for that?
在05年的时候，In
2005,
台湾一个报纸它登了这么一个消息。There
was a story in a newspaper in Taiwan.
他说呢，曾经治疗过许多名医，那些演艺人员呢，那种忧郁症，很多演艺人员都有那种忧郁症。There
was a doctor who specialized in curing the depression for a lot of celebrities in Taiwan.
他是一个精神科的医师。
He's a psychologist, psychology doctor.
然后帮这些演艺人员诊断，然后给他们开药。
He was diagnosing the problem for the depression of a celebrity and give them the medicine to cure the depression.
对，他们试着去治疗，结果呢，他发现怎么样？最后自己在他的诊所里面呢，烧炭自杀。
And then one day he was he killed himself in his own apartment.
那这个消息传出来之后，他们带给社会很大的一个震惊。It
was a great shock to the society.
因为一个治疗忧郁症的专家，为什么他没有办法处理自己的情绪问题？How
can an expert of a psychology doctor won't be able to solve his own depression problem?
那问题到底在哪里？What
is the problem?
有另外一位医师之后，他写了一小段话来回应这件事情。There
was another doctor, sharing his viewpoint on this.
然后这个事情是要从这个精神学的治疗观念开始谈起。That
need to go back to the concept of how to treat the depression.
然后现在的精神医学一直执着相信人的情绪是因为什么？因为脑部里面那些所谓化学物质缺乏或者是不平衡所导致的。The
basic treatment knowledge for the psychology treatment is a lot of depression is because of imbalance in the brain.
所以我们只要靠着药物就可以治好人的这种的情绪问题或是压力的问题。So
with the medicine you can cure this imbalance.
他说问题是在于这样的一个论点从来没有被真正的科学证验过、验证过。But this
treatment base has not been verified scientifically.
他们只是从一些动物、一些片面动物实验的数据跟假设。
They, They only have a clinical result from experiments on animals.
有根据这个药厂就不断的研发出很多不嗯这种精神治疗的药物来。
And pharmaceutical companies continue to develop those medicines to cure the depression based on this knowledge base.
他们是想要矫正我们的脑子里面化学的平衡。
So what they want to do is using the medicine to correct imbalance in the brain chemistry.
然后结果呢，这些的药物。 副作用层出不穷
and the side effect from that medicine is quite a few.
然后往往更严重影响到脑神经的这正常功能。
A lot of times, the side effect of those medicine affect the function of the brain.
那这个药呢，其实它还有带来一种自杀的倾向。
And sometimes those medicine will create a desire for suicide.
许多的医学报告已经警告过了。
There's a lot of medical report that has given up such a warning.
在美国食物的这个食物药品的管理局也有发出这样的一个警告。
And FDA have frequently issued a memorandum on those.
但是为什么？因为这个市场太大。
But because the market is so great for those kind of medicine.
那所以那些因为这个商机和商业的这个机会，这个利益底下呢？ 许多精神界的精神医药界对这个事情充耳不闻。
So because of the market opportunity, this type of side effect was being ignored by a lot of doctors.
所以他们不断倡导用药物来控制。
So they are continue promoting using the medicine to control depression.
结果呢，发现自杀率不断的跟着药物的使用量在成长。
And what we find out, the rate of suicide continued increase.
这个医生他说，这个死掉的那个医师，他死掉是一件很遗憾的事。
This is a bad sad news for the psychologic doctor to kill himself.
然后不管什么原因，他走上这个绝路。
No matter what reason it caused him to go on this path.
而他说，我们可以确定一件事情是，他的精神治疗药物呢，救不了他。
But we know that the medicine won't be able to save him.
他也可能因为是因为抗 忧郁症的这些药物使他走上这个绝路的。
It may be because of the medicine he was taking that bring him down to this path of suicide.
他说呢，医师不是神。
The doctors definitely is not a god.
但是不是有可能医师自己所相信的这个治疗只是一种的骗局呢？
That do they believe the medicine is only a scheme?
有没有可能我们所谓的这种解药，其实是一种的毒药呢？
That maybe the medicine actually turned out to be poison.
他最后呼吁说，我们这精神医学应该从药物治疗的这个迷信当中醒悟过来。
That the this person advocate that we should not use only the medicine to cure the depression.
那我们要恢复呢对人性跟心灵层面的这种关怀跟尊重。
We need to come back the main facet of the problem is personality and the mental state.
我不晓得我们当中有没有人也是在用药物来做这精神的治疗。
I'm wondering whether any one of us is using the medicine for this type of illness.
如果是有的话，我们要小心。
If you are using this type of medicine, we have to be really careful.
那假如药物不能够解决忧郁症的问题，
If the medicine cannot cure the problem of depression,
那我们有没有其他更安全、更有效的办法呢？
Do we have any other method and resolution that is safer?
其实当我们在读诗篇43篇的时候，这里就告诉我们一件真理。
When we studying and reading Psalm 43, it shares with us the truth.
我觉得这可以指引我们一条出路。
It pointed out to a path.
那首先呢，我们看到这边有两个方式，一个就是情况的交托。
There's two things we will learn from here. One of them is the entrust of your situation.
当我们有忧闷、有烦躁这种情况的时候，我们需要借助一种正确的管道来疏解。
If you have depression and troubles and melancholy, you have to find a right channel to getting the deliverance.
请我们注意，所有的管道也好，方法也好，人家会给你建议什么，什么秘方也好，这些东西你都可以去试。
A lot of things people suggesting you can try it.
但是呢，不一定都是正确，不一定都是有益的。
But they are not absolutely right, and they are not. Sometimes they are not profitable to your situation.
一些错误的这个选择，反而会造成更大、更多的遗憾。
A wrong decision sometimes leading to a great impact.
所以我们还是需要分辨。
So we need to have a great discernment on those suggestions.
然后我们看到这诗人在这里，他采取一个管道，就是求告神。
That the psalmist give us the one resolution is to go and call out to the God.
那之前我们讲到说，他的确生活里头，他面对仇敌。
That we know that the psalmist in 43 that was facing, he was facing a lot of enemies.
然后生活里头有很多的冤屈。
That he has a lot of troubles in his life.
然后我们生活里面有冤屈的时候，你的日子就不会好过。
That he was being a lot of persecution, and then the life is not comfortable.
哎，就不会有所谓的平安喜乐。
Then you will not have peace and joy in your life.
那除了这忧闷、这烦躁之外
，other than the depression and melancholy，
我不晓得你们是不是也会常常想到要对这恶人呢做一点什么手脚的来报复。
I'm wondering sometimes would you do a revenge or avenge to someone you hate？
那这是一种的试探。
This is a temptation。
我记得那2年前有一次，这不是刻意，是无意当中，我在一间店里。
But 2 years ago，
那在那店里的时候，我发现那个脚踏车的那部分呢，非常好的一部脚踏车，只标35块钱。
I went to a store. There was a very good bike. The price tag on that is $35 only.
就是那种平常那种脚踏车，但是它前面是我们说刀板的那种的刹车，你知道吗
？There was one on the brake is a caliper brake.
那我在想说，怎么可能只有35块钱
？I was wondering why was only that I only have to pay $35 for a new bike like that.
那还是找另外一个人来问说，你这个价钱是多少？是他你看一看，我说是不是这个标价上的
？Then I was asking someone to make.To assure that price is $35.
然后对，就是这个。
And the clerk in the store said, "Yeah, it is $35."
那我说这个东西没有坏吧
？There's nothing wrong with the bike, right?
他说应该没有，因为看起来是新的。
Appeared to be new, so should have nothing wrong with it.
那因为你知道每一部车子它上面都有所谓的 warranty 那个东西，你讲万一怎么样的话，就拿回去哪里怎么样这样了。
And the bike has a certificate of warranty.
所以呢，因为这样子，我看它实在是神特别的恩典。
The blessing from the Lord. This is bike coming to me.
它还不是一台，是两台。
It was not only one. There's two bikes available for that.
我把两台都给扛回去了。
So I bought two bikes.
我用两台价钱买人家一台的价钱。
So I was able to buy two bikes with the price of one.
就回来之后，我发现他那个变速的东西跟他的号码不但不是很 match.
And I find out there's something wrong with the shifting gear mechanism.
所以我就拿回去这个店里去给他看。
And I returned the bike back to the store.
当然不是去那个店，是他去他的连锁店，拿去他的连锁店。
I went to the other chain store.
我还是保护他的这个权，这个什么声誉哈，我就不讲了哪里了。
I'm not going to share what store this is.
好了，那我拿回去，刚开始的时候 ，customer service 拿去，他一看说，这多少钱
？The customer service asked me what is the price on the bike.
我们说35块。
And I show him the receipt.
他那脸就有点疑惑。
Then he is become doubtful.
那可能想说，怎么可能用35块买这种价钱，买这种车子
？Pay a bike with $35.
好了，那他只有照他的这个该做的事情做了。
So he did, the customer service did whatever he can do. He can do.
照他们所说，就是他们会有人家会来店里来修理，脚踏车行会来店里修理大概过一个礼拜就可以了。
So there's a person come to the store to repair the bike. It take about a couple of weeks to do that.
那一个礼拜，一个礼拜。
One week.
就一个礼拜回去之后。
After I went back to the store after a week.
然后那个人没有来，所以还要再多等一个礼拜。
And the service person did not come to the store. We had to wait for another week.
过一个礼拜之后，那个人他说检查过，他说是 parts 坏了，所以现在要等 parts.
There's something wrong with the parts, so we need to wait for the parts to be ordered.
好了，那就再等了，再等过两个礼拜，他说假如来的话，他打电话告诉我们，就没有收到电话，只好再问他。
And then we're waiting for a couple of weeks, and we have to ask them on the phone again.
他说他还在找 parts.
The service person is still looking for parts.
我已经觉得有点怪怪的。
And I kind of had a thought something's wrong.
我就想说我们的车在不在啊？ 我可以看一下吗？
Were my bikes still in the store?
然后他就带我去看，是还在那，没有错。
So he took me to see the bike, and bike still was still at the store.
到底有没有在动，我就不晓得，有没有在做，我不晓得。
So I'm wondering whether they actually have done anything to it yet.
他说呢，没关系，万一假如没有修好的话，你可以在这边随便选一台 exchange. 你知道 exchange 吗？
If you cannot repair the bike, why can I get an exchange?
我不晓得。 Exchange 在我了解，就是我们这他换一台给我，对不对？换一台新的给我们这 exchange， 我们就找个等价等值的嘛，是不是
？Yeah, exchange something with the same price.
结果再过又过一个礼拜，又还是没消息，我就回去。
After a week, I didn't hear anything, so I went back to the store.
他说，这个 parts 还是没有找到，你要的话你可以找一台。
I still couldn't find a part, so
我就问他说这台多少钱？ 我就随便抓一台等值的，我说这个多少钱？这可以换这个吗
？So I asked him whether I can exchange the bike in the store.
他说可以啊，你再多加50块。
And you needed to add another $50 for exchange.
所以他所谓的 exchange 就是这样子，好了。
Now you know what exchange.
我开始心里有一点火了。
And I was a little bit mad.
后来他说，没有办法，还要再等，就是等 pass.
And I don't want to exchange, so I still have to wait for the parts.
好，有一台车修好了，你可以先拿回去。
One of the bike has been fixed, so you can take it back.
另外一台你就留在那儿，还要再等那个刹车，那个东西。
We're still waiting for the parts for the other bike.
我说假如没有的话，你那个车子还我，不能没有 parts 没关系，我那个车子给我就好了。他说不行，他要等那个 parts.
If you cannot find a part, just return the bike back to me.
结果呢，他说好，我们又回去了。 至少拿了一台回来。
At least I got one bike back.
再过了一段时间，打电话问说怎么样，有没有什么消息
？After a while, I called and see what's going on.
你猜怎么样
？You know what happened?
那个经理出来，他说：“哦，我已经那个车子呢没有办法修，我已经叫那个车行的人把它带走了。”
The manager said they cannot repair the bike, so they send the bike back.
我说不能修的话，你为什么没有告诉我？然后就把它带走。 他说他已经放在外面，叫人家带走了。
Oh, if you cannot fix it, why didn't you call me? And they just took the bike somewhere else.
真的是心里一把火，你明白吗
？And I was really upset about this.
牧师心里也会有火的。Even
pastor will be mad.
每次经过那个店的时候，我心跳就加快。So
every time I went to the store, my heartbeat just increased.
我常常在想，好，我说我要进去告诉他。 你不要想再做下去，我要给你公布这个消息，我要去找 news 来。
Every time I was passing by this pastor's store, I will have in my mind that I want to tell everybody about this story.
每一次想到这个事情，心里就不安。
Every time I think about it, my heart is upset.
这会影响到一个正常的生活作息。
And this definitely affects my routine life every time I passing the store.
真的，我们里头的冤屈，谁来跟我们伸张啊
？So if we have anything that we feel that mistreatment, who will help us with that?
当然，我们有冤要伸，我们有屈要辩。Even
though, yeah, we have mistreatment, we have something we felt not being treated well that we have to find somewhere.
否则你压抑在里头，最后就会崩溃，会爆发。
Then if you cannot have those delivered, then eventually will break down.
但是呢，这边告诉我们这个冤屈呢，不要，我们不要为自己来申辩。This
one, in Psalm 43, it says, you don't want to revenge, for yourself.
那诗人他是转向神。The
psalmist. Turn everything to God.
然后神啊，求你伸我这个冤向不虔诚的国，为我辩屈。
The psalmist says, Vindicate me, O Lord, O God, and please my cause against an ungodly nation. And we know that King David has a lot of events that he believes he's being mistreated. But he always recommends people. On Psalm 37, it says,
他说不要为作恶的心怀不平, 也不要为那行不义的生出嫉妒,
Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong.
他说当将你的事交托耶和华并倚靠他, 他就必成全。
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, he will do this.
那有一句话很重要, 他说, 当止住怒气, 离弃愤怒。
Refrain from anger and turn from wrath.
然后不要因为心怀不平,
Do not fret, it leads only to the evil.
诶, 保罗他也是这么说,
Paul also said,
我们只要看到罗马书12章的地方,
If you turn to Romans chapter 12,
在罗马书12章19节那边, 他告诉我们说, 亲爱的弟兄, 不要自己伸冤, 宁可让步, 听凭主怒。
It says, My friends, do not take revenge, but leave room for the God's wrath.
假如我们是因为这些不义的事情让我们心里忧闷的话, 我们要学着交托。
But if you become sorry for the things unrightful to you,
你要知道神会在这当中伸张公义。
And you know that God will deliver you.
只有当我们交托的时候，我们才不会落入这低潮里面。
So after you leave everything to God, then you will not lead into a spiritual depression.
然后我们才不会因为作恶，以至于因为这个试探，以至于我们落入这个作恶的这个里面。
So because of this, that you won't be able to commit evils because of this temptation.
第二个。 除了我们不落入试探，不叫我们去遇见这试探之外，那我们还要求告神，诗人在这求告神的第二件事情，
The second thing the psalmist asked God for
就是求主能够他自己能够从恶人的手中被释放出来，
Rescue me from the deceitful and wicked man.
那这个诡诈不义的人到处都是，
There's a handful of deceitful and wicked men in this world.
我们商业界发现，在商业界里有很多这个事情。
In the world of business, there's a lot of events like this.
那教育界有没有？
What about in the world of education?
有没有？ 娱乐界有没有？
What about recreation?
那医学界有没有？
Medical field?
没有。
No.
医学界最干净。 宗教界有没有？
What about in religious world?
你发现到处都有这样的人。
And we know that a handful of deceitful and wicked.
所以圣经告诉我们，没有一人，连一个也没有。
So the Bible says, everyone falls short of God's glory.
因为这样，我们常常在这种恶人的里头，我们心里感到很忧闷、烦躁。
So we know that a lot of time we're being depressed because the surrounding environment.
我们除了省察自己，我们不作恶，不做一个诡诈、不义的人之外，
We need to examine ourselves not to do the same deeds to other people.
我们要求主拯救我们脱离这恶人。
We also need to ask Lord to rescue us from this deceitful nation.
这个脱离呢，不一定是这个生理的分离。
This type of rescue is not really a separation of physical condition.
这脱离在我看来更是在心灵方面的一个超越。
This is a sublimation of your spiritual life.
虽然我们仍然同样在这样一个环境里面，
Even though we are in the same situations,
你面对四周围有这样诡诈不义的人，
When you're facing this deceitful and wicked persons,
可是你心却不被激动，
But your heart is not being impacted,
不会这样受到影响，受到捆绑，
You're not being being set a trap in these situations.
弟兄姊妹，你为何忧闷烦躁？
Brother and sister, why are you in depression and melancholy?
你有没有一个正确的一个疏解的管道呢？
Do you have a right path for deliverance?
我不晓得你有没有为什么事情受冤屈，打算伸冤的？
Have you ever have felt that you've been mistreated?
你肯将你的愁烦交托出来求告神吗？
Do you want to turn to God for all the troubles you have?
那这情况的交托只是处理低潮的第一步。
The commission and trust of the situation to the Lord is only the first step.
接着呢, 我们还需要有一个生活的导向。
The next step is you need to have a true guidance in your life.
我们发现, 当我们的生活里的低潮, 当你在遇见神的时候, 就会带来一个高潮。
That when you're under depression, if you be able to meet up to the God, it will bring up to the climax of in your spirits.
那低潮呢, 是, 那交托呢, 是让, 是, 叫我们不去做, 不去想。
When you entrust something to someone, is you don't have to think about it and do those things again.
那但是就算你交托之后, 那又怎么样呢?
But after you entrust the situation to the Lord, what else you can do?
我们这种忧郁烦躁的心又要怎么能转变呢?
How can we turn our hearts, which is in depression?
我们看到诗人他采取的方式,再一次又是求告神。
The way that psalmist take is to go out and call out to the God.
他这一次求告的方,这个内容呢,不再是对外的这个问题。
This time, when you call out to the God, it's not to resolve the situation externally.
而是对这个内在的一个问题,内在情绪的问题。
But want to face the situation inside his heart.
在第三节的地方,我们读到他说,求你发出你的亮光和真实。
In verse 3, it says, send forth your light and your truth.
那真理,这真实我们可以翻译成真理,就是求你发出你的亮光真理好引导我。
Send forth your light and your truth, so let them guide me.
在一种黑暗的心境里头,我们需要一道曙光来照射引导我们。
When there's a darkness moment in our life, we need to have a light for our life.
我记得有一次很像在一个矿工倒塌的这个例子里面,一个灾情里头。
There was an accident of collapse in a mine.
有一个生还者,他后来他自己说他怎么样能够逃出来。
One of the people that survived was able to share what he had encountered during the collapse of the mine.
那就是他听到那个声音,砰,爆炸的时候,这个矿坑倒下,摊下来的时候。
During the collapse of the mine,
那他看到还有一道光在他前面。
He was able to see a light.
他赶快对着那光赶快地跑。
He followed the light and run to the light.
然后就最后在那个还没有完全瘫下来的时候，他出逃出那个矿坑。
Before the complete collapse, he was able to escape from the mine.
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
主耶稣说我是世界的光。
Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the light.
然后我就是真理。
I am the truth and the life.
主的光可以借着圣经，神的话语发出来。
Lord's light can be revealed through the words in the Bible.
那主的真理呢，就在他自己所说的话语里面。
And Lord's truth resides in the word he's spoken to us.
当我们借着这光，借着这真理的时候，我们继续跑，我们就能够逃出这黑暗。
Then we with the words and the truth of the Lord, then we can run away from the darkness.
我们在这里鼓励弟兄姊妹用3年的时间来读经。
We have been advocating about reading the Bible, this 3-year Bible study program.
我们在鼓励我们读经不是只为了完成这个进度。
This type of program is not just to fulfill what we wanted to do.
而希望我们每一天都能够从神的话语里我们能够得到亮光和真理。
But this is really an encouragement for all of us. We can receive the light and the truth from the Lord.
因为你发现我们生活里面没有圣经来做一个导向的时候，人很容易落在一个低潮里。
You discover if you don't have the light and the Bible as a guidance in your life, and a lot of time will fall into spiritual depression.
这真光可以叫我们的生命的黑暗里面的这个黑暗处呢被点燃照明。
The true light will rekindle our life while we're in darkness.
而真理能够使我们有一个智慧，有个判断力，我们能够看清楚真相，我们不会落在这个过度的忧郁，这个烦躁。
And the truth will let us discern our environments and able to see the truth and without falling into depression and melancholy.
许多弟兄，许多时候弟兄姊妹感到烦躁、忧闷的同时，我们也知道一件事情。
A lot of time while we're in depression and while we are in downcast spirit, we all find out.
我们就发现到我们在那个同时，我们生活里头也少了这真理。
A lot of time we find out we are lacking of the light and truth in our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来看圣经，我们要继续看圣经，求神发出这个亮光真理来引导你。
So brother and sister, that we need to study Bible and ask God to show us the light and the truth.
当我们顺着这光，顺着这真理走的时候，你就要获救。
Then we can be saved. We follow the truth and the light.
那这是一个眺望我们生命的书。
This is the book that rekindle our life.
接着，在那诗人他又说第三节，他说：“你带我到你的圣山，带我到你的居所。”
And on verse 3 again, it says, "Lead us to the mountains. Lead us to the place you dwell."
这圣山这居所可以说是一个神同在的地方。
The mountains and the dwelling place is where the place you can meet up with God.
我看它是一个密室。
This is a secret chamber or closed chamber.
那许多人忧闷烦躁的时候，喜欢看小说。
A lot of time when you're under depression or your spirits is down, you like to read novels.
看电视，看电影。
Like to watch TV.
打牌，逛街。
Watching movie or go to the street, go to the mall.
甚至有些人他们喜欢到去酒吧去赌城。
And maybe people want to go to the bar.
用各种的方式来解愁。
Find something to resolve their temporal depression.
有的人晚上还要吃安眠药才能睡觉。
A lot of people they need to take the medicines, sleeping pills, so they can go to sleep.
那真的有用吗
？Does those things really work?
我问了人家，有人说没有什么用，还是照样睡不着，只是药量不断的增加。
Sometimes I ask people whether our sleeping pill does it really work, and it turns out they have to keep increasing the dosage.
在这里诗人好像说，神啊，你带我到那个能够与你同在的地方去。
And the psalmist says, take me to the place that I can meet up with you.
没有错，虽然他在异地家乡。
Even though the psalmist is in a foreign country.
可是他还是仍然能够进到与神同在的密室。
But he can always go into a chamber to meet up with the Lord.
我每一个人都需要有一个密室。
Every one of us need to have a closed chamber with our Lord.
那是你跟神单独相处的一个地方。
And this is the place you can meet up with God and God only.
我们上过灵命塑造的弟兄姊妹，你就知道我们的讲密室是什么。
If you have participated in spiritual formation class, then you know that what is this secret chamber.
那是你一个随时你都可以进去跟神在那交通相处的地方。
And this is the place that you can.Go in and meet with God all the time.
在那读经，在那祷告，安静，这退休。
We can go over there, read Bible, and meditate, and talk with God.
我们看到主耶稣，他也经常一个人退到旷野去。
We all know that Jesus Christ sometimes walked to the field by himself.
那是他的一个密室。
That is his secret chamber with the Lord.
那是他常常跟天父来相交谈话的地方。
That is a place he can speak with the Heavenly Father.
就在那密室里面。他的心得安息。
During in that closed chamber, he can be rest and regain strength.
在那里得力量。
Regain strength.
在那里得释放。
And can be delivered.
然后再回到人群的时候。
And then we come back to the people.
他能够再一次的抬起头来。
He can lift up his head.
而不是垂头丧气，抬起头来彰显神的荣耀。
And to glorify God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不晓得在生活的低潮里面。
During this spiritual downs in your life,
你是用什么东西来牵引你的生活？
What are the things that was in the guidance of your life?
你有没有一个这样一个密室的生活，与神相交的？
Do you have a life that have a secret chamber with the Lord?
因为我们生命跟生活里面种种的原因。
Because all different situations in our lives,
人难免会落在一个低潮。
A lot of time we're all going to this spiritual depression.
可是这不是一个最后的结果。
But this should not be the end result of our spiritual life.
局势还是可以扭转的。
We can always turn the situation.
这我们不要让这个情绪、这自我来控制我们自己。
Don't let the your mind and your emotion to control you.Yourself.
就在那种忧闷烦躁的时候，我们用理性来跟情绪对话。
During this melancholy and depression, you need to use your reasoning power to control yourself.
好像这诗人他对他自己说：“我的心啊，你为什么要忧闷
？”Like the psalmist saying in Psalm 43,
你为什么要在我里面烦躁
？Oh soul, why are you downcast, oh soul?
我们要靠着圣灵的帮助来胜过负面的情绪思想。
We need to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit to win the negative thought.
啊，这诗人他说，我们当仰望神。
The psalmist says we need to put our hopes in the God.
啊，英文是 hope in God， 我们放了我们后，嗯，我们的希望在神里面。
We need to put our hope in God.
那我们要离开一个沮丧、忧郁的这光景。
We need to stay away from the situation in melancholy.
那最宝贵的就是在接下去那经文他说的。
And the most precious words in the Psalm 43 is.
他说，就是在那个光景底下，他对他的心说话的时候，他说：“我要走向神的祭坛去。”
And he said to was said to our soul. The psalmist said to soul that I will go to the altar of God.
他不容许自己停留在一个自我哀，这个悲哀。悲伤的一个这种状态。
He doesn't want to remain in a situation of sadness and sorrow.
他说：“我要走向我最喜乐神那里。”
I want to walk to the God that will be my joy and my delight.
神的祭坛是一个敬拜的地方。
The temple of God is a place we worship.
神的祭坛更是让我们心灵得医治、释放的地方。
God's altar also is a place we receive healing.
那我不是轻易，不是这个，看清这个忧郁症的治疗。
I'm not saying anything negatively about the cure of the depression through medicine.
也不是说马马虎虎用这个一个简单的信息来处理灵性低潮的问题。
And I'm only saying lightly about how to resolve spiritual depression.
可是，在诗篇里头，我们所看到这个解决之道呢，一个是情况的交托，一个生活的导向，却是一个根本的这个解决的之道。
In Psalm 33, we talk about two things to do: is to the entrust of situation and the guidance in our life to resolve the depression.
假如我们抓住真理，我们按部就班去操练。
If we can take hold on the truth,
相信神的安慰医治会临到。
And practice according to our God, then the God's comfort will come.
我们看到诗人他好像说，没有错，我是在这低潮里面。
And the psalmist acknowledged that he's in depression.
可是当我仰望神的笑脸。
But when you look up to the Lord,
那我就得到帮助。
Then I will receive.
你发现当我里面舒畅的时候
，when my heart is in comfort，
这脸色就变得好看多了，是吧
？Then I will have joy on my face。
啊，那些所有的忧闷、那些烦躁、不安等等一扫而空。
And all melancholy and depression will disappear。
继而取代的呢是内在的平安喜乐。
And replace is the joy and peace in your heart。
那这是我们脸上那种宁静安详
，and the peace on your face，
那个和谐，一种荣光焕发
，and then radiance of the peace from your face，
这不是伪装的
，this is not something you can fake，
这是我们仰望神必然的结果
，this is the end result of look up to the Lord，
求神来帮助我们
，we pray that Lord will help us。
当我们在结束的时候，我当预备信息的时候，无意中找到一首诗歌。
I was able to find this special song when I'm preparing today's message.
那这首诗歌，很活泼。
This is a pretty lovely song.
当我们星期五在小组里头唱的时候
，we sing this song on this Friday fellowship.
他们当中有人说，牧师你越来越年轻了。
And they said, Pastor, you're getting younger and younger.
的确，我们年纪是会越来越大，肉体会越衰老。
And we know that our age is we're getting older.
可是我们的心应该是年轻的，在神里头应该是年轻。
Continue to be getting younger.
当我们里头没有忧郁烦躁的时候
，When we don't have depression and melancholy，
我们就能够进到这样年轻的地步，好不好？我们一起唱这首诗歌。很抱歉，因为唱这个是一个中文的诗歌，我没有英文的歌词。
This is a Chinese song, and I don't have the English lyrics.
但他大概的讲的就是这经文，用经文来写。他说：“我的心为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁
？”My soul, why are you downcast?
然后应当仰望神，他笑脸帮助我。
Should look up to the Lord, and He will help us.
应当仰望神，我还要称赞他。
Look up to the Lord, and I will praise Him.
应当仰望神，他是我脸上的光荣。
Look up to the Lord, He is the glory of my face.
他是我的神。
He is my God.
好吗？你可以吗？可以的，我们一起来唱歌吗？那我们歌词。